Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Esprit.net News.
I want to get the language right tonight.
This is America. The president is...
Don't ever let anybody tell you that your efforts don't matter.
This is not a war zone. These are unarmed people.
Politicians and commentators.
Let anybody... Take your man.
I remind you that I've done this before.
It doesn't make you tough to hurt these people.
You have tuned into Independent Thought Radio, where we cover world and national news with current affairs. Some good, some bad, but it's all the news you need to know. I'm your host, Jerome Esprit, bringing you straight talk outside the headlines. So sit back and relax, call in, or hit us up in chat. Now, as long as you're ready, we're ready.
Welcome again to Esprit.net News on Esprit Radio. On this program, the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic teams had a White House visit. California's governor signs a bill that allows felons to vote from their jail cells. And the Trump casino company violated the Cuba trade embargo in 1998 and used charity funds to cover it up. And another story, Cornell University students vote to stock free women's products in all campus bathrooms. We have that this week in court and much more, but I want to welcome you again to Esprit.net News on Esprit Radio. This is where we have a week worth of news in just one setting. If this is your first time visiting or you're listening in the archives, you can always check us out on Thursday. Go to BTR or go to EspritRadio.soulofsyracuse.com. And if you want to hear some news, something that we didn't talk about, just send your comments to news@soulofsyracuse.com. Now, our first story. Global warming hit critical levels in just 35 years, or they will hit critical levels, is what scientists are warning, as they hit out at politicians celebrating the Paris Agreement. Now, a team of top scientists is telling the world leaders to stop congratulating themselves on the Paris Agreement to fight climate change, because if more isn't done, Earth will hit a dangerous warming levels in 35 years. So stop patting yourself on the back and get some more work done. I guess that's what scientists are saying. Merrill Lynch was fined $12.5 million for ineffective trading controls and letting erroneous orders be sent, and caused many flash market crashes, is what the SEC said. So Merrill Lynch, another one is getting hit again. You know, I should have kept a running total about how much the investment banks and the regular banks, all of those guys, insurance companies, how much fines that they've paid over the last 8 years. But I know it's in the billions, but that would be an interesting number to look at right now. I'll get on that, and maybe I'll do it on the next show. Wells Fargo, in case there was an accent in there, had an $185 million settlement for opening millions of unauthorized accounts to meet aggressive sales goals. It failed to adequately compensate victims. So bank customers have filed a federal class action suit, and that's what they're claiming, and trying to get some of their money back or trying to get compensation, you know, that $185 million settlement. Hey, they really want Wells Fargo to pay for this one, but they should, so there you have it. The Securities and Exchange Commission said that oil service giants Weatherford International will pay $140 million to settle claims that it inflated earnings in a financial statement. So the SEC is working. I guess the other one was the FEC, but, hey, they're all working. So there you have it. There was more fines being paid. Now, U.S. births for teens in the U.S. have reached a record lows last year. And they continued a dramatic two-decade decline. That's what federal health officials have reported this week. The then-historic lows achieved in 2014 was surpassed by 2015, with the overall birth rate for 15 to 19-year-olds falling another 8%. That's according to the U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention. The current rate of 22.3 births per 1,000 females represents a 64% fall off in teen motherhood since 1991, is what health officials said. Now, the record lows were reported for minorities and whites. This is not me. This is what the record says. Among young teens, girls 15 to 17, the birth rate has fallen 74% since 1991. And the CDC said that according to the report, teens aged from 18 to 19 achieved a 7% decline in births since 2014, dropping their 41 births per 1,000 in 2015. Now, the total decline since 1991 for these older teens was 57%. Now, categorized by race and ethnicity, births from 15 to 19-year-olds fell about 10% for Asian or Pacific Islanders, 9% for blacks, only 8% for whites and Hispanics, and 6% for Native American Indians or Alaskan Native. That's how they defined them, not me. And just so that you know, I know we've done this before on the show, and since I recently had a conversation about this, that we always get into conversations where people start throwing out really old statistics when it really comes down to it. But since the 90s, African-American females, and those numbers are still going down, are down almost 58% from teenage births from the 90s, which was at their peak. So don't act as if when you hear politicians talk that people are having babies and all of that nonsense. That is nonsense because we can actually see the numbers. And some more just came out. Now, Germany's bank is in trouble, all of them. Now, the second largest commercial bank shares, commercial bank, they slashed 10,000 jobs, and they canceled dividends for the first time ever. Now, the bank's radical three-year restructuring plan followed rumors that the Germany's biggest bank, Deutsche Bank, is on the verge of asking for a bailout from the government. So in Germany, their banking system is about to have problems, or they're actually having problems, you know, get rid of 10,000 people. Now, I want to remind you, you're listening to EspriNet News on Espri Radio. You can call in and join us at area code 323-693-3038. That's area code 323-693-3038. This is where we get a week worth of news in just one setting. It's our weekly news wrap-up show. And if you have some questions or comments that you would like to make, just send your comments to news@soulofsyracuse.com, and we'll try to talk about them on the next show, or maybe not. For those who are on the line, I just want to say hey to everyone who's there. And if you want to come in, just hit one on your line. And for those folks in the chat, I want to say hey there. And if you have some comments, we may read some from the chat. President Barack Obama still won't call radical, radical Islamist, because he said that he doesn't want to validate their claims that they are speaking for the Muslim religion. The president said, "I've said repeatedly that where we see terrorist organizations like ISIL and Al-Qaeda, they have perverted and distorted and tried to claim the mantle of Islam for an excuse for basically barbarianism and death," is what he told someone who was questioning him in a town hall that he was on television this week. So the president still is not going to be crazy like everyone else and start name-calling. And he actually did mentioned that in this presidential season that there are those who are stoking the flames of that name-calling. And when the moderator tried to call him out to say that he was speaking about the Republican, he said no, which he was talking about overall. They've had people talking about that. It wasn't a Democrat, by the way, but they were trying to start a little something while he was trying to not be nonpartisan. So here we go with the news, trying to get ratings and throw shots at people, but the president wouldn't do it. I guess he said, I am better than that and don't have to do it. Now, also this week, President Barack Obama has welcomed the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic teams to the White House to celebrate their record-breaking run in Rio. Now, hundreds of athletes came in their red Nike jackets and went into the East Room of the White House because of the weather forced the reception indoors. It was raining, if you don't know. He said, the president said, I was going to do a floor routine on the way out with Simone Biles, but we decided that it was a little too crowded. As he joked, as he started his remarks, referring to the gold medal winner, the gymnast Simone Biles. Now, President Obama praised the U.S. team for winning 46 gold medals and for making the U.S. the first country in 40 years to top the medal chart in every single category. Now, 2016 belonged to America's Women Olympians, said the president. Our women alone won more gold than most countries did. He also paid tribute during the reception to former Olympic athletes Tommy Smith and John Carlos, who were invited to attend the ceremony by the U.S. Olympic Committee. Now, the two African-American athletes were sent home in the 1968 Olympics after they raised their fist from the medal podium. One won the gold, and I think the other one was silver, or maybe he was bronze. But, you know, they raised their hand and had on the black gloves and was sent home from the Olympics after that. Their powerful silent protest in 1968 games were controversial, but it woke folks up and created a greater opportunity for those that followed, said the president. Now, the actions of Smith and Carlos have garnered more attention in recent weeks because of the African-American National Football League's players and their college players have been kneeling in protest during the national anthem, started pretty much by San Francisco quarterback Colin Kaepernick. So since this has all been in the news, it is really more impressive that you see the president throwing up his fist at the podium today in the White House. This is kind of interesting. You might want to go look at the pictures. If you have not seen them, just go take a look. Now, the president attributed part of the success of the U.S. Olympic team to its diversity while he was making comments about John Carlos and Tommy Smith. So if you want to go see that or check it out, I'm sure there's footage of it on YouTube, but I'm surprised nobody's picked it up on major media today. But that's what we're here for. This is where you get your news. Now, California's governor signed a bill that allows felons to vote from their jail cells. Now, California Governor Jerry Brown has signed new legislation in effect, signed it into effect as part of a reform. Backers say that it will help prisoners transition back into society by letting them vote and still serve on, I guess they can still serve in juries, maybe. So this is signed. It's a done deal. So I don't know how they're going to work this out, but from their jail cells, they're going to be able to vote. So I don't know what they're going to do by maybe giving them absentee ballots. We'll see how that works out in California, but there you have it. A governor has signed it into law. You can vote while you are in prison. Or, and a felon, by the way. It's just not excluded just being in jail, in no matter what it is. Felon, misdemeanor, you can still vote. Now, the Trump Casino company violated the Cuban trade embargo in 1998 and used the charity to cover it up. This is according to a new report that came out this week in Newsweek. Now, a consulting firm explored businesses in Cuba during the 1998 trip. They saying it's a violation of the U.S. embargo, and then billed a Donald Trump-controlled firm for $68,000, according to that new report. So a consulting company went out, billed Donald Trump's firm, which means they contracted a company to go look for opportunities in Cuba, which violated the law. So we're going to see how this is going to play out. And I know most people are thinking it's because of election year, but the reason is once you run for political office, people are going to look into your background. And that's what they found. So good luck with that one. Now, the officer that shot, well, I'll say it this way, the Tulsa officer who shot and killed an unarmed black man, Terrence Critcher, her attorney is now saying that she got tunnel vision and didn't hear the other officers arriving on the scene or the gunshots. So Betty Shelby, who was filmed by her dashboard cam and a helicopter cameras for firing at Terrence Crutcher, who was 40, on a highway in Oklahoma on September 16th, was experiencing auditory exclusion is what her lawyer is claiming. So here we go. We're floating defenses in the media. So that is what her lawyer is now saying. So she was deaf, couldn't hear, couldn't see. She had a handicap. That's why she killed an unarmed guy with his hands up while he was walking back to his truck. I'm just going to go with that one, see if that works for her. Thought I'd share. Share in sarcasm. All right, so I just wanted to share that story as well. You're listening to SB Net News on SB Radio. You can call and join us, area code 323-693-3038. I'm sure there's some stories I am going to miss unless you write in the chat room or hit one online and come in and let me know that you want to hear them. I'm sure I'm going to miss them because we have plenty on the docket. So here we go. Nate Parker, the director and actor and star of Birth of a Nation, was unapologetic in his new interview for the 17-year-old case that surrounded the film. Now, Birth of a Nation is his new film that's coming out on the 7th. And in an excerpt from an interview on 60 Minutes for Sunday, Parker said that I was falsely accused. I went to court. I was vindicated. I feel terrible that this woman isn't here. Her family had to deal with it. But I sit here and apology is no, is what he said. So I guess they person interviewing was asking him, does he want to apologize? And he said no. He said, I don't think that Nat Turner, as a hero, what he did in history is bigger than me. So he's just pretty much trying to tell people, stop making this about him. He said, I think it's bigger than all of us. Now, Parker's film immediately sparked widespread Oscar speculation and a bidding war amongst distributors when it first came out during the film festivals, and Fox Searchlight, the Academy Award-winning regular, got the film for $17.5 million with assurances of a nationwide release. But it opens on theaters next Friday. Not this Friday, next Friday. So if you got to get a chance to see that, Nate Parker, I don't know if we'll have somebody reviewing that, but I will see what I can do, and maybe I may go and review it, but that is a film that I think everybody needs to go see. It is the story of Nat Turner. If you don't know who Nat Turner is, I'm going to implore you to internet search it. I don't say Google because there's a lot of other search engines. Go to Start Page and look it up. Find someone else to do it. Now, an Iowa State University student who sexually assaulted a female classmate when she passed out on the couch at a campus party is spared jail. That's right. It just happened again. Patrick Wheatstone, who's 21, was spared jail at Nevada Superior Court today despite admitting to assault of Melissa Marr, who was sleeping on a couch during a party in March of 2014. Now, again, this is where OJ went to jail, where somebody stole his stuff and he was standing near the door, and they put him in jail for kidnapping while the guy who stole this stuff is not in jail. See how this is working? Nevada, one of the hardest states in the law to even go to court in, let out another privileged kid. You know, I guess Paris Hilton wasn't the only one who pretty much got a light sentence in Nevada, but apparently this kid who goes to Iowa State is off the hook. Okay. A woman who had sex with a 15-year-old boy at a pizza party after asking him if he ever had a threesome, these two women, Tanya Sims, who's 37, and Melissa Weaver, who is 26, of Pennsylvania, have been charged with statutory sexual assault and other related counts stemming from a July encounter. So these two women approached the 15-year-old boy, and now they're in jail. Here we go. Didn't think I wanted to spare you. Now, also, we have Stephanie Lucky, and she's not going to be lucky, from Pennsylvania, another one, has been charged with unlawful contact with a minor and corruption of minors for allegedly being involved in an inappropriate relationship with a male student. Lucky, who appeared to have a husband and child, is accused of sending a teen 10 nude and semi-nude pictures of herself, as well as a homemade sex video. So here we go with more teachers and more students. Now, police took over an hour to respond to this mentally ill black man but just in 1 minute, they shot the unarmed refugee dead in San Diego, in a San Diego parking lot. Now, Alfred Olingo pulled out a large electronic cigarette, also known as a vape pen, but it's an e-cigarette, from his pocket, and they said he pointed it at them in a shooting stance. But they were standing in front of him, did not notice it wasn't a gun, right? So police fatally fired and shot him in El Cajon on Tuesday. So here we go. Another one, another case. This is never getting old, and you'll see why Tommy Smith and Colin Kaepernick is doing what they're doing. So if you're listening to this show, anywhere from the sound of my voice, you can tell that that's just not sarcasm. There's a reason why people are complaining about what's going on in this country when you see this stuff happens. All right, so there you have it. All right, now, the father of the clock boy, the kid who had the clock, who went to school and got suspended because they thought it was a bomb. Well, Ahmad Mohammed sued political commentator Glenn Beck. The father sued him, father of this boy, and his network, The Blaze, the Fox station, the Fox television stations, and the Texas mayor over what he says are false statements in the broadcast about his son's arrest for bringing a homemade clock to school. So now they're in court getting sued. There you have it. A doctor gave children and babies homemade vaccinations by mixing vodka and cat saliva in a test tube. Now, Dr. Ming Tai Lin, who's believed to have created this concoction in his dirty, cluttered office in Flossmoor, Illinois, before he gave them to patients. So he made up something and gave them to patients. Now, he wasn't sentenced. He was arrested, but we're going to keep on top of that story. Sounds disgusting, I know, but hey, we had to do it. It is what is going on in the world. Now, this week in court, I guess we should give you some of that. I know I missed this week in court in a minute, so we have some stories that are in court. Matter of fact, we'll give you something that was in last week in court as well. Now, Dallas Cowboy wide receiver Dez Bryant and a state senator have settled their ugly dispute over State Senate Royce West's claim that Bryant trashed his rental home, and Bryant countersued, accusing West that his law firm stole $500,000 from him. So here we go. He trashed somebody's apartment, and apparently they've been stealing money from him, so they decided they just sue. They just settle out of court. But that is awesome. That was in court. Eight white and one Hispanic police officer involved in a Cleveland car chase that left an unarmed black couple dead after 137 shots did not show discrimination in their restricted duty placement is what the Sixth Circuit Court ruled. Now, here's what happened. The eight white officers and one Hispanic officer complained that they were put on desk duty and they were restricted, they were discriminated against when they shot an unarmed black couple with 137 shots and killed them, but they're complaining that they were discriminated against. Just wanted to share that. They are actually in court for that nonsense. Now, Donald Trump's rape accuser refiled their suit in New York City. Now, a lawyer filed by the anonymous plaintiff accused Donald Trump of raping a teenager in the 90s and threatened to kill her family. They will be refiling with an additional witness on board, is what the woman's attorney had revealed last week. So there you have it, Donald Trump, more legal news and more legal troubles. The Los Angeles Rams must grant season tickets to some fans who brought personal seat licenses while the team was in St. Louis, is what a federal judge ruled on Wednesday. So, you know, I can't tell you how far, you know, St. Louis is from Los Angeles, but apparently they have rights of refusal if they had season tickets and they paid in advance. Although the Los Angeles Rams have moved. So we'll see how this is going to go. But, hey, if you have, keep hope alive if you already had Los Angeles Ram tickets. Oh, I'm sorry. You had St. Louis Rams tickets, and now they're in Los Angeles. You can use those. All right. The city of Oakland has agreed to pay $1.2 million to the family of a man who was shot dead by police who found him unconscious in his car. So here's how this went. Saw the guy unconscious in the car, and they shot him. Okay, I know we've had a lot of police stories on this show today, but something has to give, and somebody has to do something about this. Well, and it has to be you. So everybody take a knee when the national anthem come on and bring attention to this, because apparently it's not getting any better. All right, now I want to remind you, listen to Esprit Nat News on Esprit Radio. We're always on 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Check your local listings. We're on BTR, EspritRadio.soulofsyracuse.com if you want to check us out in the archives. And just remember, we have an RSS feed, so you can download for our podcast on your mobile device or tablet. So if you want to check out Esprit Nat News on the fly, you can always go to your mobile device. Now, okay, so Chipotle is to pay $7.65 million to a teenager who said that she was sexually assaulted while working at the restaurant. The woman, now a college student, was 16 when she worked at this Houston area Chipotle, where she says that assistant manager touched her and sexually assaulted her repeatedly. She said, "It's like a brothel that served food. That would be Chipotle." And I just had Chipotle today, but that's neither here nor there. I'm not in Houston. Just wanted to share the story. Now, there's a new study that came out. Now, it's from the academics from the Spanish National Research Council. They found that humans, or Neanderthals, are natural-born killers biologically programmed to use lethal force on each other. All right. So they found that 1 in 50 deaths of earlier humans and Neanderthal bands around 50,000 years ago were the result of foul play. I don't know where they came up with those numbers from, but I would like to remind you, only non-African Europeans have Neanderthal DNA. So they're saying that they are naturally violent. These are a different study, but this is what the Spanish National Research Council found. This is not me. Just want to put that out there for the record. Now, a German neo-Nazi death cult member accused of helping carry out a 13-year killing spree breaks her silence in court to claim that she's no longer racist. Now, I cannot really pronounce her name. This is a German. It's pronounced, I guess, Beth Chape, I guess. She's on trial for her part in the murders of 9 immigrant businessmen and a police officer by this far-right group, which wanted to create the Fourth Reich in Germany. You know, Third Reich, the Fourth Reich. That's what they were going for. And now she said, oh, you know what? We killed people for 13 years, but I'm not racist anymore. I am just not going to fall for that. But, hey, she's in court trying to live her life a little differently. Now, I want to say Cornell University students have voted. Now, this is the student government, I guess. They passed this referendum today that students voted to stock women's products. I don't know a good way of saying this. I'm not going to be discussing about it. But stock free women's products in all Catholic campus bathrooms at Cornell University. The students could soon have all of the restrooms on campus with free tampons and pads thanks to this student-sponsored referendum that passed in a landslide this week. Now, just like toilet paper, I just want to say, I just want to say this for the record, that should not be a problem. I don't know why they didn't do that years ago, but big ups to Cornell University for being a little bit more progressive. I don't see why that's going to be a big deal. Use your student campus fees. You probably waste half of it on decorations anyway. So there you have it. All right. Now, I want to remind you, listen to EspriNet News on Espri Radio. See the commish? Hey, if you want to join the program, just hit one. Come on in. We're just doing a week's worth of news in just one setting. So there you go. And, hey, see Loki. What's going on, Loki, out there? And, you know, I just wanted to say, happy birthday to my Aunt Claire, who is in, gosh, she's in Louisiana. Well, unless she's in Houston, she could be traveling. So want to say happy birthday to her. I'm not shouting out any age or anything, but I just wanted to make sure I put that out there. Happy birthday to my Aunt Claire. All right, now, Dallas Cowboy, I guess is this week in court, Dallas Cowboy Dez Bryant settled his claims with his apparently agent who was stealing money, so they're all square. But Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe restored voting rights for 13,000 felons, and he refused to back down after an earlier attempt to do so was blocked by their Supreme Court at the urging of Republican lawmakers. So not only did California just do that, Virginia did that a few weeks back. Terry McAuliffe is not backing down, so good job to him. Now, resigning his office on Saturday, not on Saturday, but this was a few Saturdays ago, CEO of Viacom withdrew his civil claims that Sumter Redstone's daughter had wrestled control from the 93-year-old media mogul. This is also in court, so I said he resigned from Saturday, but this is in court now, that she kind of pretty much got control from her 93-year-old father, and now she's making decisions. So they are now in court. All right. Genesco, that's a college in upstate New York, had some friends who went there. Zinesco will spend $5.25 million to clean up drinking water in two Long Island towns as part of a settlement for releasing dry cleaning contaminants into their groundwater. $5.2 million, that's it? Yeah, I think they needed more money than that. Now, a federal judge granted the government's request to seize $275,000 in insurance that the San Bernardino's shooter obtained before the last year's terror attack. So I don't get where this is coming from, but they had an insurance policy on him, and the government sued to take the insurance policy away from the family. I think that's pretty mean-spirited, but okay. I'm not sure if it worked. Oh, no, I'm sorry. The federal judge did grant the government's request to seize the insurance policy. I don't know how they knew about it, but there you have it. It's the government. Now, a man who was locked up for 18 years for someone else's 1996 rape in New Jersey as a teen can sue the police for fabricating evidence and neglect, is what a federal judge ruled. So here's another case of someone who's in jail and now needs to be out of there. All right, now a former Citibank employee took down 90% of the bank's networks in North America after a bad meeting with his bosses. He was sentenced to 21 months in federal prison for bringing down a computer system. I'm not going to say I just did another story of somebody raping somebody unconscious and not getting any jail time. I'm a computer person. I have crashed a system or two company-wide for about 15 minutes. But that is seems like a bit upset. I don't know. I just wanted to throw that out there. That just seemed like a bit kind of bit crazy. Now, a Los Angeles area police officer who faced 10 felony charges accused of molesting a woman now faces a civil lawsuit from the woman who says that she was one of his victims. So he molested someone else and now he's getting sued again. Not going to say his name, but that's what's going on in California. Now, Alameda County will pay $75,000 to settle claims that a sheriff deputy knocked down a civil rights protester and ripped out clumps of her hair when she refused to strip to her underwear in front of male deputies and prisoners. They're in court. I think the police is really getting out of hand. Just wanted to say that for the record. Now, Turkish authorities issued warrants for the detention of 42 journalists that took 31 academics into custody. This is what happened in Turkey, and the government pressed ahead with a crackdown against the people allegedly linked to the U.S.-based Muslim cleric following that failed coup. So we're going to have to check that story out. But, again, they kind of went overboard and tried to lock everybody up. That is pretty much what they're saying. All right. You listen to Esprit Net News on Esprit Radio. You can call in and join us. Area code 323-693-3038. Hey, I see everyone online. No one hit one, so I didn't bring anyone on. So if you think you hit one, hit it again. I just didn't want to bring anyone on, and you wasn't prepared to come on to the show. This is where you get a week's worth of news in just one setting. And remember, you can always check us out in the archives with any if you missed the show, missed some stories, I'm sure there's something in there. In the words of Lucy Sanchez Abreu, there's always some news you can use on the show. So just wanted to share that. And remember, you can check us out, Soul of Syracuse, or SB Radio at soulofsyracuse.com. On that note, let's go to the lines. Let's bring in the commish. Hey, Kathleen, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. You know, I had to skip a bunch of stories because you wasn't here and Loki wasn't here. But the main thing that I missed is all this political drama with the Trump stuff. And before I go into the Trump stuff, I did the news story earlier with the president inviting the Olympic folks there from the Paralympics and the U.S. Olympic team, and they invited, the U.S. Olympic Committee invited Tommy Smith and John Carlos.
Oh, so, my goodness. Oh, thank so God.
I know. After the 68 Olympics, they just kind of went off of the screen, and now that everybody's protesting, they're like, hey, let's bring them back. And I am glad they got a chance to do it while President Obama was there.
Wow.
Yeah, it's great pictures.
That's heart-wrenching. I'm so glad.
Yes. Yeah, I thought you would really like that, because even in looking at the pictures where John Carlos is taking pictures and Tommy Smith is talking to some of the other athletes, it is really cool that they get to come back into the fold before they pass away or something, and then people say, oh, you know what, they were right. Kind of like Muhammad Ali. Nobody wants to hear you when stuff is going on, and then you pass away and people say, hey, they made us change our consciousness. But to those two brave brothers, I am proud of them. So that is heart warming and wrenching and all of that good stuff.
It really is. Wow, I didn't know that. Thank you so much for sharing that story. Wow.
Oh, well, you know what's going to go viral is that from the podium, you know, President Obama threw up his fist. So I just wanted to say that for the record.
What?
There's going to be many memes about that.
Wait, what?
Oh, yes. Even on the show, and I actually put that as the main picture for this particular show, that it's a picture of those two in split screen and President Obama with his fist in the air. That is going to it didn't make the news. Yeah. I think people gonna slip that under the rug for a little bit, you know, mainstream media. But it's gonna hit memes on the internet in a while. Interesting enough. But he did say about both of them that folks, well, he said their powerful silent protest in 1968 Games was controversial, but it woke folks up and created a greater opportunity for those that followed, is what the president said about them. But he did pay tribute to Tommy Smith and John Carlos. They weren't just there. He actually mentioned them and threw up a fist for them. They should have gave him a black glove as a gift. I just thought about that. They should have some Tommy Smith, John Carlos gloves that he should have gave them.
Wow. I don't see it online. I'll go to the show page and try to find it.
Yeah. Go to the Daily Mail. Look at those guys in the UK. They always publish stuff in the US that. Yeah.
I love the
Go to the US. Huh?
The US one? The US Daily Mail?
No. Go to the UK, the U.S. homepage. They have their U.S. news in there. So you'll see some pictures. I don't think AP and UPI or Reuters actually have pictures of them. They're going to probably show the pictures of Simone Biles and the other women. And, you know, they're going to show the fluffy pictures with the first lady standing above Simone with her elbow on her head, like acting like she has an elbow on her head. They're going to show the really fluffy stuff, but the John Carlos and Tommy Smith pictures are there. But it was actually really cool. I'm actually proud of them for doing that. But
President, I see him doing lunges with the U.S. team.
Yes, keep going down.
Is he doing lunges? Is he trying to do a split?
Yeah, he's mocking the fact that he thinks he's going to do a split. But it's that news story. Just click on it, and then you can see the pictures down.
It is. Oh.
They kind of buried it in there, but that's pretty much what he did. He had to throw them up.
Well, you know what? Let me tell you something. I'm just happy. I just saw the headline that says Ryan Lochte was banned. Well,
that was the Olympic. Yeah, the Olympic Committee said, no, you can't come. But apparently he tried to say that, yes. Yeah, he was pretty much an embarrassment. So since he was banned out of the sport for a minute, I guess they had to let him go on that too. But did you see the president's picture yet?
I, I, I'm looking at it.
Throwing the fist up. Yeah, you're stunned by it? Is that what it is?
I'm just struck. Yes.
Sorry about
stunning
you like that.
I'm tweeting that one.
Oh, no. See, I didn't mean to start nothing. Be easy about it. Don't start no trouble.
Don't start nothing. Won't be nothing.
There you go. Hey, and take...